We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
And enemy lines,
yeah, of course.
And he was writing in his recap this morning that Lillard looks exhausted, and he's right. Canzano writes, he looks like a guy on the mound who has thrown 400 innings and is being asked to get a couple more outs. And he goes on to ask CJ McCollum about what happened, you know, because Portland had the big lead, and McCollum says, it's just a make or miss league. And then Canzano says, where were the makes then? Because the fourth quarter for McCollum was miss, 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 and miss. So as much as we say the Warriors came back, and they did, they played great, C.J. McCollum started out spectacularly, but he fizzled out MIA in the fourth.
And he did so when Steve Kerr gave them a remarkable window to take advantage of the situation. If the Warriors lose that game, what we're about to discuss is the number one story, but it's not going to be talked about at all if maybe it gets a few minutes here and there because they won the game. Kerr went with the B squad for like 5 minutes to start the fourth quarter. They came storming back to take the lead in the third. There is a, if memory serves me correctly, it was a 22-point swing in favor of the Warriors over a 10-minute stretch in the third quarter. But that didn't take you to the end of the third. Dame fired back. The game was tied going to the fourth. Draymond's on the bench. Draymond only played 33 minutes last night. And this was a situation where he picked up his fourth foul with a few minutes to go in the third, wanted to stay in. They let him stay in, but eventually pulled him. Rested him for the remainder of the fourth, and then he didn't appear for another 4 or 5 minutes to start the fourth. Kerr rode with, like, McKinney and Jarebko and Bell and Livingston and Clay. And the thing was, it was, you know, it was working, but damn, to let that go that long, if you lose that game, that's what everyone's pointing to. Draymond didn't have five fouls, he had four. He could have come back in that game sooner. And you look at that being a three-point win, and you tell me Iguodala plays 31 minutes, Draymond plays 33 minutes, and you get away with a three-point win while trailing by 15 at the half, that is staggering. Absolutely staggering. Now, I want to throw a question out there for you, which is our Take Your Pick poll question brought to you by FH Daily Chevrolet, up on the website now at 957thegame.com. How many wins will the Warriors record in Portland? 0, 1, or 2 are your options. How many wins will the Warriors record in Portland?
I think it's one, and I'm going to stick with my Warriors in 5 notion, which is a split in Portland. You come home and you close it out in Game 5, and I think the majority of people would say one. Very difficult to sweep any team, particularly at this stage, and especially when you don't have the best player in the game, Kevin Durant.
How many games will the Warriors win in Portland?
Zero. Portland evens it up. Had a chance to get this one, and they let it squander a great opportunity. If they would have won that one, then I would have said it would have been a split in Portland. But Portland's up against it. It's going to be a sweep by Portland.
So it's going to be 2-2.
Yep.
Who wins Game 5?
Game 5, Dubs win Game 5, coming back home.
Who wins Game 6?
Portland.
You're sticking with this Warriors in 7 prediction.
Doing, lock it up! And I'm not
doing
anything.
I was just asking a series of questions based on the information you were giving me.
I know.
So Warriors in 7, okay. No, that's not funny.
That's
not funny.
See,
we don't do that early.
Normally,
I got your back here.
Normally we play the hospital beeping, remember? We play the life support music because his take's not doing well.
The heartbeat, exactly.
We probably need to go over and visit his take because his take is, you know, it's in ill health.
Ultimately, this lands on you as the leader of the button-pushing brigade.
Yeah.
They're going to fire off buttons back there. You've got to be able to have that team buttoned up. So I imagine there will be whips coming out later. A caning, perhaps.
That's a great call
Singapore
right there.
Singapore caning.
At 8:11 here, we're going to have a closed door meeting. That's a Damon Bruce. He's got the bell. I may have to bring that out for you. The old shame walk. And nice guy Steven will be forced to pay up here in the break.
How many wins will the Warriors record in Portland?
I'm going to say 2, and it's not going to come this time around. It's going to be they're going to split now. And then Portland's going to come back here. Dame's going to have a good game at Oracle. And then Warriors are going to wrap it up in 6 in Portland.
You've got – interesting. So you have a split in Portland. I was hoping someone would play into the way I worded that and not just assume these are the only 2 games that matter in that scenario. Because you ended up saying – what was it? You had them winning two.
Yeah.
But in your scenario, you then laid out them winning game six at home, which means the answer would be three. You know what I'm saying? That's how it was worded. You can incorporate the other games in the series.
Right.
You do have them winning three games in Portland. We might have to give them a funeral.
Dearly beloved.
This was the situation that happened to you the other day when you picked the Warriors
right.
in five.
Yeah.
But you said they
yeah,
split
that's right.
in Golden
that's
State
right.
and that they also split.
Because no, the Take Your Pick poll question by FH Daily Chevrolet is 0-1 or 2, and then you said that they're going to win 2, but then you said they're going to go back to Portland and win game 6, which in fact would be 3 games. So, James, if you would.
That's not an option.
Wait.
Dear Lee Beloved.
It's absolutely an option.
But it's not an option on the poll.
Not an option on the poll.
What is this? North Korea? Is it North Korea where you can't speak for yourself? You're so beholden to a take your pick poll question by FH Daily Chevrolet.
The next two games. And I said that Portland.
No. That was not the wording. How many wins will the Warriors record in Portland? You laid out a scenario where they win three, but you told me two.
Dearly beloved.
Therefore.
That was you, Takato.
I don't think he deserves it.
I don't
deserve it.
Hey, for you to jump on that
you
one.
You know what's funny? Is a couple days ago.
Yours was deliberate. You said.
Mine was accidental. I made a mental mistake about the breakdown.
He's done. The microphone's off. This is why you want to watch us on the live stream at 9 o'clock.
Fortunately, you can still hear me, headphones or not, because dearly beloved, the man who said Portland would win three games
at
home
do this?
Suddenly
are
said they were going to win two games. It's a technicality. It's unfortunate. It might be wrongful termination, but unfortunately, your mathematical error and your take must.
Dracarys.
Thank you.
Wow. Rest.
You let middle finger.
Buried
middle
alive. You were buried alive just now.
Oh, yours is coming.
No, no.
Yours is coming.
She's trying to.
No, I was trying to help you. I did. I still am.
Dracarys.
You are buried alive.
Thank you. And you let Dracarys. Middle finger slap.
Casket slap is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises. I don't think Fremont Bank has any idea what exactly they're sponsoring around here. Casket slaps.
Sure.
It's never actually really sports talk when you think about it.
Bending the knee really. Brought to you by Fremont Bank.
Full service banking, no compromises. Never bend the knee at Fremont Bank.
Nice.
Nice.
Oh, man. All right. We've got Tim Roy coming up. We've got No Low. He's already left the studio. He's done. So this is why you want to watch at 9 for those antics. A lot of Warrior talk. We'll take some phone calls, all the good stuff. But first, here's Anna with what's coming up on the game.
All right, thanks, Joe. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Account Temps. Warriors rally from down 17 to come back and steal one from the Blazers. Take a 2-0 series lead. Steph Curry led with 37 points and 8 assists. And the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy, will break down the game. That's coming up at 8:30. Now, the series will shift to Portland for Game 3 tomorrow, which you can listen to right here on 95.7 The Game. But Golden State will be without Kevin Durant for Games 3 and 4. The team announced that he has shown good progress but is not ready to advance the on-court work. Steve Kerr talked about the injury.
He has made progress. But, you know, it's a little more serious than we thought at the very beginning. And so we'll see where it all goes. But he's in there all day long getting treatment.
Now, Joel and Dibs will discuss the KD injury further and whether or not he will return in this series. As for Boogie, he's progressed to on-court work but is still not ready for live action. Both KD and Cousins will be reevaluated next week. And Joel and Dibs will talk to the Saintly One coming up at 9:30. We also have Game 4, Sharks and Blues tonight. San Jose up 2-1 in that series. And we're streaming at 9 a.m. Go to 957thegame.com. I'm Anna Kakadakis on 957 The Game.
Joe Lowendibs continues on 95.7 The Game.
Extreme breach of protocol right there. Steinmetz storming into a different radio show as we're on air. I don't know. Does that get a flag?
Of course. Without a doubt.
Hey, you know what he came in and said, Daniel? He said, this is the luckiest team he's ever seen. That's what he, and we're like, what?
Coming up at 10 o'clock, Steinmetz finds a way to ruin an otherwise glorious morning. But first, back to some real content. Don't give me the dirty look through the glass when you come in here, interloper, and interrupt my flow, my chi. I've had it working this morning, Steins.
Let's give him an opportunity. Let's give him an opportunity to come in.
Your BFF.
Come on in, my ex-BFF. I told you, he's now in the friend zone. He's in the acquaintance zone. It's not because I love the media. I love the Warriors. And, you know, when you have a comeback of that nature, when you rally and you win, there's no reason to use the L word. They weren't lucky. They were better, okay?
It really comes down to how you view the basketball game. when you say they're lucky, that means you're putting more weight on the first 24 minutes than the second 24 minutes. All the minutes of the game are worth the exact same.
True.
So if you say they're lucky, you look at the first half and you say, those were two very valuable, important quarters. And then the third and the fourth weren't as valuable, but somehow you found a way to win those and actually win them by more than Portland won the first half. So you got lucky. Every minute, every quarter is equally valued. It's just a matter of how the timeline plays out. Tim Roy in 10 minutes. A lot of people feel you were cheated in the last segment with that funeral. I am going to bring that up. I'm not just going to bury the Chilton Auto Body text line 95795
and pretend you, good people,
as if it didn't happen. For those of you just joining us, we're going to bring you into the mix. You let us know what you think. We may have to exhume a body. We may have to bring a casket up from the ground
and agree
and perform
totally
a post-mortem. I guess all autopsies are post-mortem, so I don't know. That seems a bit redundant.
Yes.
As I stumble over all my words.
If you're doing an autopsy on the living, it's called murder. But anyway. Oh, look, his heart. It's still beating.
Really?
Guess this isn't an autopsy after all. You know?
Oh, my God. So here's the situation.
It got dark.
Today's Take Your Pick poll question, brought to you by FH Daily Chevrolet, was as follows. How many wins will the Warriors record in Portland? That's the end of the question. How many wins will the Warriors record in Portland? But there are options. The options are 0, 1, and 2. We went around the room. We gave our assessments. Lowe had said 2. He said that the Blazers, or excuse me, you said 0, because the Blazers were going to win both games. Is that correct? I want to make sure I'm...
Yes, you said 0, 1, and 2. And
so the options were 0, 1, and 2.
Yep. And I said 2.
Well, no, that's how many games are the Warriors going to win in Portland?
I said 0.
Right, because Portland was going to win both games.
Yes.
I just want to make sure I'm presenting this right. Oh, yeah. I stumbled through it. I'm sorry.
It's okay. It happens. Okay. Ballpark.
So you had said 0
yes,
would
sir.
Be the answer, and the series would be 2-2 coming back for Game 5.
Yes.
You then went on to say that the Warriors would win Game 5
yep.
at home and that the Blazers would win Game 6 in Portland.
Yes.
Oh, wait, so it ends up being right. So yeah. the whole funeral was way off. Let me finish explaining it, and then you can go off on everyone because you're going to have funerals to hand out. Mm-hmm. So you had said 0, and then when we laid it out, it ended up being 0. And for some reason, I got it backwards and added it up from the Warrior perspective, and then you ended up getting burned down for reasons that didn't even end up being accurate.
Because old choir boy jumped right on and jumped in your head, and you guys two team up, tag team back again. And Adam's like, wait, the body's still beating. The heart's
warm.
Beating, still warm. You guys are bearing this guy.
It feels like we assessed that the wrong way, though.
Uh-huh. Totally.
Because we were hanging it up on the fact that you gave an answer based on the first two games in Portland, but then you accounted for the third game, but it was still 0. And
yes.
I was adding them up like they were Warrior wins rather than Portland wins. What's the sound effect for bringing the body up? This is really up to you you want to handle
give
this.
Give me that heartbeat.
That
let
was very
that
unfair.
Heartbeat. Where's that heartbeat?
Well, the best thing we do is
back. You guys got to back up.
We're going to have to back the truck up.
What about a hallelujah for a resurrection?
Absolutely.
Yeah, there's got to be something
glorious. The closest we can come
here.
To it is.
Hey.
There you go.
Can you play that all
day?
Let me also offer an apology. Let me also offer a true heartfelt apology. I'm sorry. I got that wrong. I was so excited about the opportunity of giving you a funeral, I didn't even think to check the pulse. It turned out you're just taking a nap.
It's funny. He was in a coma.
First of all, Joe, thank you for apologizing.
Yes, I was 100% wrong.
Can I keep that? Can I get that?
Yeah, keep that going.
And thank you for apologizing, Joe. And good that you just seen how Dibs still wanted to attack me. My heart was still beating. My head was still up. I was still standing strong, and he wanted to lay me
Elton
down
John.
And throw me in the grave and bury me alive, and it was wrong. And now that I'm back and I have risen, Dibs, I'm telling you right now, you are no good son of a you-know-what. The way in which you handled this was wrong and out of line.
It's great
wow.
uptick.
It's
great uptick. I can only say that, and I won't even say this in my defense. I'm going to say what my motivation was.
Please.
I feel as though the funeral I was given earlier in the week was largely personal in nature because I made a mistake. I made a verbal mistake about how the series would go because I've always said Warriors in 5, yet I said the Warriors would win 2 here and then they would lose 2 in Portland and therefore it couldn't possibly be in 5. And I was funeralized so quickly that I maybe have an itchy trigger finger. So I'd like to apologize for injecting my own my own personal feelings into what turned out to be a wrongful death for you, Lo.
Why do you always take everything so personally?
Because I am who I am on the radio in real life. This is not an act. There's no part about this that is make-believe. So everything that is put out there cuts to the absolute core of who I am.
You know that none of it's meant to cut to the core. Are you aware that no one comes at you for personal reasons? It's all just
goofing
around.
I totally understand that.
Okay.
Yesterday at home was a great example because my older son, who's 17, almost 18, 6'2", he's a big kid.
He's a big kid.
My younger son, it was his birthday yesterday. He turned 16. Shout out Keon.
Happy birthday, Keon. Fantastic.
Keon's not as big from a size standpoint.
That actually is going to lead into quite a good analogy for us in about a minute here.
Good. So Quest is, you know, he's giving him the birthday shots, and he's going in a little heavy, I felt, on his little brother. His little brother wasn't really protesting, but I took unbelievable umbrage at the assault from the older brother to the younger brother, and I overreacted. And I had to step away, and I eventually apologized, of course, to my son for shouting at him. And I said, you know what?
Did your son give you a funeral take?
Dearly beloved, Dad.
Everyone's walking around the Diddley household
totally.
With a boombox.
I got Cassie slapped at the dinner table. But I realized that it's because of the way I was constantly bullied as a kid by my siblings that when I see that, it affects me in ways that aren't natural and aren't normal, which brings me to this radio thing. And because of the way I was as a kid, always clapping back and always fighting at every turn, that sometimes I come across overly aggressive in an otherwise fun-filled bit.
And thank you for sharing.
It's encouraged on this program, at least in my opinion.
Which is why I love this show, but at the same time, sometimes it cuts me to the core because of who I am as a person. I have a very low goat fence.
This is a safe space, just so you know.
Yeah, it always has been.
But I'm glad you shared that with me, Daniel, because I have a newfound respect for you, because I think now, the trauma that you've been through earlier, that knowing that you really love me, because of the fact,
I wouldn't go quite that far.
No, here's the reason why.
Abominable snowman over here dressed in all white today. Make sure you catch the live stream at 9 a.m. so you can see what I'm talking about. It's ridiculous.
It's almost angelic, actually.
Yeah.
After a resurrection here.
Anna, you're spot on.
It's a snowdrift. Nothing more, nothing less.
Joe, take a playoff. Dibs, like I was saying here, that's why I know you really love me, because it's the fact that you won't go on Joe. You constantly belittle me. You're constantly on me. You're constantly. And it's like, you know what? But I'm the biggest, the toughest guy, and you know I could pop you like a grape, squeeze your head like a lemon or a pacific, and I can physically just destroy you. And it's like
in Exodus.
But you,
I was thinking about what the mountain did to what's his face when he squeezed out his eyes.
Yeah, oh,
the as mountain. We go Game of Thrones, just one last time, boss.
The
Hound,
or it could be the Hound. No,
I
not
love the
now,
Hound.
But that's not the Hound though. He's talking about the I know
you're talking about something else.
No, I'm talking about the Hound's brother,
the mountain.
Yeah, the
who
mountain.
Squeezed out Dorne guy with the double thumbs to the face.
Dorne did too much dancing around. Dorne had him.
He had him like the Blazers last night. The Blazers done had him, Lo.
They were thorn.
Steph Curry put his two thumbs right in their eye, and now it's 2-0. Anyway.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Joe, please come back. Don't let him make you take the playoff.
This love fest over?
It's over. It's over, because
It's almost as good as the brotherly love we saw last night on the court. Trying to help you.
Trying to help.
53 combined points for Steph and Seth last night. Second most by brothers playing against each other in playoff history. Which brothers combine to score more points in a game? Great setup, Anna. Now, if you know the answer to this, it would be really impressive. Okay. Remember, earlier this week, I did lay out all the brother combinations that faced each other in NBA postseason history. There were Steph and Seth were the sixth pair of brothers to ever meet in the playoffs, but this is the deepest in the playoffs it's ever happened. Which set of brothers combined to score more points? Steph and Seth had 53. The other, the one that beat them, 57. Who were they? Which brothers?
I'm going to go with my initial first guess.
And it's not the Wayans brothers.
Nice.
I love the Wayans brothers.
Shout out Keenan Ivory.
I'm going to go with the Gasol brothers. That's my first guess.
Is that the only one you remember
That's
from the trivia question?
Yes.
Okay,
yeah.
Thank you for your honesty. Incorrect, but very honest. That's important.
No.
You will still be ridiculed.
I'm going to go with the Grant brothers, Harvey and Horace.
And is that the only one you remember outside of the Gasols?
Yes.
That is also incorrect.
No.
And now there is just one.
I'm going to go with the King brothers.
That is correct.
Which ones? Martin Luther and...
No. We went over it early in the week. He's correct. It's the King brothers. As you both lay out the scenario for loving each other, then you immediately... He got it right. It's
Bernard.
The King brothers. Bernard and Albert.
Hold on.
Al King and Bernard King.
Interesting, Daniel. Thank you for trying to burn me down again, as usual.
Bernie got I was asking you, Joe.
Which brothers?
Bernard King with 40. Albert King with 17. April 20th. Shout out 420, 1983. You're putting your back to Dibs, which is very difficult considering the angles we're all sitting at.
It is. But it's almost needed. I need a playoff. So I'm just going to focus in on the show for the next hour and a half and just try to be sharp and buttoned up.
That'd be rare for a Friday.
Yeah, it would be. You're right. At least I admit it.
To the phones, thankfully, for this program. Tim Roy is brought to you by Mancini's. Simply the best night's sleep. He's the voice of the Golden State Warriors. Tim Roy with us here on 95.7 The Game. Perfect segue here, Tim, considering this segment's brought to you by Mancini's. A game like that last night, when you go home, do you have trouble falling asleep after watching something that exciting?
Yes and no. Yes, I do have a little trouble because you're wound up for at least a couple of hours, and then no, because you're physically tired after a game like that. I mean, even just announcing it, you're just drained because you poured all of it in there, and it was just great fun. And how lucky are we that we get to watch that and enjoy that? That's just pretty cool.
It's awesome, and when you see what they did coming down from the big...
Hold on, though. I have to take issue with a perfect segue because we had, brother references. We had the mountain killing Oberyn in Game of Thrones.
Sure.
And Lowe threatening to get Dibs, like crush him like a grape.
Right.
Wow,
right.
You caught quite a bit of the show.
You're right. That is a perfect segue. Okay, all right.
Yes, I couldn't agree with you more, Tim, as we talk about the Warriors basically crushing the Blazers like Oberyn was crushed late in that ball game. Andre Iguodala and his description of his hands. Joe likened him earlier today to Bruce Lee. Just how good is his hand-eye coordination and his ability defensively to make those big plays?
Well, you know, I always say he's got the best hands in the business, and he does. It's just he has incredible timing, and with his hand-eye coordination, you think he could have been whatever he wanted. That's why I think he's so obsessed with golf, because I think he really can put those skills and his thinking, and he's a smart guy. He puts all that together, and I think he's going to be a really good golfer. He could be a good baseball player with that hand-eye coordination. He has an innate sense of timing. He understands angles, and he understands positioning of his feet and where he needs to be, and he's just got that it factor on defense. He has it. He has instincts that other players can only dream about. And the fact that what's interesting is that strip that he had last night was set up a millisecond earlier when he just got a fingertip on the dribble of Damian Lillard, and Lillard had to drift a little bit to his left with his left hand. So he didn't really have an advantage on Andre at that point. He didn't have him on his hip. He didn't have a way he could step back. He had to turn and shoot. And so when he turned, the ball was right there, was exposed. And that's what allowed Andre to make that strip and to save the game. He's remarkable. You're not going to see, the fact that you have Andre and then Draymond on the same team. Those are two guys that combined give your team an advantage every night because of their basketball IQ.
Tim, it seems as if Steph is playing in another gear. His dribbling, how precise he is behind the back to the hole, the spacing on the floor just seems masterful. Is this by design? What has been the biggest difference that you've seen this team in the last couple games? Just seems like they're just playing faster, spacing on the floor looks more. What is the reason for that?
Yeah, I think there's two things. I think they are playing a little bit faster than they would normally. Now you compare it to the regular season, and it's still slower because what happens in everything slows down in the playoffs. So you tend to be a little more careful. You're not as carefree. But I think the Warriors are playing a little bit faster than what they did earlier in this postseason by design, because they have to get the ball up the floor, and they get easier looks. Klay Thompson was missing a couple of shots, but then they get him into transition, and what happens? Bang, bang, two threes. And it gives him that rhythm, that feel that he needs to get the release that he wants, and then And so I think by playing faster, they're getting easier looks. And I think it's taking a lot of stress off their offense when they get out in transition. That's one thing. And I think the second thing is that without Kevin Durant, I think it just brings a bigger level of focus. Durant he's your ace in the hole. And I think he tends to let everybody relax just a little bit because they know, hey, shot clock at 6, we can throw it to KD. He's going to get us a look. And I think now, I think they tend to focus a little bit more. And I think I said this before, the bench guys get a little more aggressive because, you know, unlike in situations before where maybe they're out there and Kevin Durant's there, they're going to throw the ball to Kevin. You know, they may not look for their own shot. But now when you see the bench guys on the floor, they're a little bit more relaxed in terms of their own abilities, and they look for their own shot just a little bit more. And so I just think with Kevin Durant out, it's brought a better focus for this team, and I think that they're kind of locked in a little bit higher because they don't have this guy who was playing at such an unbelievable level before he went down.
Tim Roy, the voice of the Warriors, joining Joe Lo and Dibs on 95.7 The Game. That loss last night for Portland, it's a backbreaker. It's an absolute backbreaker for them. What are you expecting when you get up to Portland for game 3 and 4? I mean, is a sweep in the question here, or do you think they still have enough fight left to figure out how to get this back to being a series?
Well, they're much better. Not much better, but they're better at home. They're a better home team, and their numbers reflect that. And so, let's face it, it's a loud, raucous building. They're going to be energized by that. So I don't think you can say, okay, the Warriors just walk up there and sweep. I think it is a very tough loss for them. I think it has to be because, you know, they did just about everything right in that game for a long, long time. And they found ways to negate at times what the Warriors were doing defensively. You know, I think we'll see more of Myers Leonard in this series now because they found that they can bring him out high and do a little pick and pop with him, and you know, he can knock down that straight on three. He can knock down that foul line jumper. So I think we'll probably see more of him in the series. And so I think the Warriors have to be on guard because I don't. It's not an easy place to play up there. I don't see an automatic sweep, if you will. I think there's still a lot more fight in Portland.
We know the old adage of bench players or role players playing better at home is largely true, and you saw it last night from Jordan Bell. 11 points, even though he was a -6 in the plus-minus, he provided some key minutes off the bench. Does this carry forward up into Portland, or do you see Steve shortening the bench at all?
No, I think Steve likes what he sees right now from the bench. And even if they're, the Warriors are such a good team, and we saw that with that run in the third quarter, that they can, if the bench gets out there, and as long as they're not getting, you know, really, you know, destroyed, if you will, that if they're, you know, hanging tough and keeping the score relatively where it is, that's a win for the Warriors. And I think, you know, with Jordan Bell, finding him and getting him some time and seeing he can be productive again, that's a huge win for Golden State. Getting Jonas Derebko out there, look at, you know, the activity he had last night. Getting these guys going, I think, is a huge plus right now for Golden State because, you know, last night there were only 4 players on the floor who played 38 minutes or more in a playoff game. And you can pretty much guess who they were. You know, it was the starting guards on both teams. Everybody else played less minutes than that in a playoff game. And that's great for Golden State because then you get a fresher, you know, Andre Iguodala. You're not pushing him to the limit, and you're not pushing other players to the limit. So I think having those guys out there right now is really a plus. And it also provides, I think, for a better bench, a better locker room, because now, you know, everybody, you know, feels like they're contributing.
Tim, how do you handle it when you're calling a game and another team, you're watching a player, you know, like LeBron asked when he went for 50-something and how do you stay in the moment and want to call it fair? Or is it a side that you got to say, I'm always going to be more excited for the Warriors? Or has there been a game where you just like, wow, I got to give this guy, this is unbelievable what I'm seeing?
Probably about the 20 minutes in the Clippers series with Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell. I mean, wow.
Yep.
You know, the Warriors, by the way, are the only NBA team that has Lou Williams, Montrezl Harrell, and Joe Ingles on their all-opponent team. It's it's unbelievable. I'm lucky to work in the Bay Area. I'm sure. Absolutely lucky to work in the Bay Area because I found out right away when I got here that the Bay Area does not want you to be a homer. They do not want you to wave the pom-pom and the flag and the whole bit. And this is a very good NBA talent. They understand NBA talent. And so if LeBron's going for 50 or, when Lou Williams was going for 50, you can basically, you just talk about how good Lou Williams is and what he's doing to the Warriors and maybe what the Warriors could do to negate that or try to combat that. But if a guy's having a great night, he's having a great night. And this is a league full of guys that if you're not careful, they're gonna go off. And so I'm always able to talk about other players and other teams because my audience demands that, and they also respect, you know, great talent on other teams. You got to remember, there were a whole bunch of years where there wasn't that much to talk about.
Sure.
If Hakeem Olajuwon came to the Bay Area and had a great night, or Michael Jordan came in with the Bulls and they were leading the Warriors 50-10, which they were down in San Jose, you can talk about the greatness of the Bulls. And I wasn't going to get that phone call or email from somebody, you know, say, hey, why are you talking about Chicago? It's a great place to be a play-by-play announcer, and I treasure it.
And it was sure fun to see that all go down at Oracle last night. Tim, I know you're going to be up in Portland this weekend, and you showed some unique Game of Thrones knowledge. Will you be watching the finale, and will the team be having some sort of a gathering on the road between games 3 and 4?
You know, we did in Houston, we had a place set up where we had the game on one TV and Game of Thrones on the other TV. So I'm assuming we might have a similar setup, you know. But if not, then I'm going to have to show what Steve Kerr calls TiVo discipline, which means that you stay off social media until maybe you get back to your hotel room and then maybe try, I think it was HBO Go that you can go and watch stuff on demand. So either way, I will be prepared. So
who on the team watches it? Like who are the biggest fans of the show?
I don't know who the biggest fans of the show, but there's a whole bunch of guys who watch it. There are players who watch it. When we used to have Harrison Barnes, I could sit down with him and we could go chapter and verse. He's really into it. Harrison Barnes was, so he was the guy that I would go to back in the day. But the show was well watched in Houston. There were a number of people there.
He's the voice of the Golden State Warriors, Tim Roy, kind enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game. Tim, we know it was a long night. We know there's travel coming up, but we do appreciate you making time for us. Travel safe, enjoy. We'll catch up with you soon.
Much more importantly, there are dogs to be walked. That's what I have to do right
now.
Yes. By the way, here's your number, 929. That you guys were talking about brothers playing each other in the playoffs.
Yes.
Tom Van Arsdale and Dick Van Arsdale were twins, played in the NBA in the 60s and early 70s, and actually to the mid-70s. Tom Van Arsdale played 929 regular season games, but never played against his brother in the playoffs because Tom Van Arsdale never made the playoffs. That's a record I don't think will ever be broken. He played 929 games in his NBA career and not once got to the postseason.
Jeez.
Great number, Tim.
A bit of a downer.
Yeah.
When you think about it. A bit unfortunate.
Man.
Yeah, it's unfortunate, but it's remarkable. He played most of his career with the Cincinnati Royals, and they just never could get going.
Well, that's the problem. It's Ohio.
There you go.
It's about as fun as being a guest at the Red Wedding.
Tim. All right, have a good one. Enjoy the dog walk.
See you guys.
Okay, a few things. I have notes that I want to discuss there, and we've got tickets to give away in just a moment to go see Joe Rogan. Do you intentionally think to yourself, I got to get LeBron James on the show?
Oh, my God.
It's got to be asked. People want to know. I have to ask it. I'm coming at you, bro.
LeBron James.
No one's coming at you, bro.
Does LeBron – well, how did Lowe bring LeBron in? He hadn't played in months. I see the text line. I mean, it was –
I was simply sorry I used his name, people. My God.
So it wasn't intentional, though?
Oh, I was trying to just...
Okay, that's
You know what I'm saying? The guy, he's an unbelievable announcer.
I know what you are saying.
He's an unbelievable
announcer. It wasn't intentional? It's just his name is always on the tip of your tongue?
Well,
I just can't wait to throw it out there?
I guess he wasn't trolling. Like, sometimes I wonder if he says to himself, just like... Like, I have little things I do on this show that are strictly for my humor, like little Easter eggs, and I look to see if anyone ever picks up on them. I wonder if, like, he sits there and is like, you know what? I'm going to bring LeBron into the show and see if people get worked up.
Sure.
So I had to ask. But if you didn't do it intentionally, that's fine.
No,
it'd be fine either way. I just find it interesting.
Dibs, that was just a drive-by. I was talking about, because he's...
More of a crop dusting is what it was. Where I, you know, maybe I'm sitting outside the studio and I'm watching the PGA Championship and I'm enjoying my day and all of a sudden... Something stinks. It's like, oh, that's right. Lo just walked by 22 seconds ago and dusted me. So that's more what that was like. A great conversation about a playoff team, and you crop dusted us with LBJ.
It wasn't LBJ. It was just in general. He's in
Come on, Ho.
Not six, not seven.
50 to 10.
Wait, was that just...
That was a double drop.
That's a double drop?
That's a double
drop. It's good. I'm just wondering if, like, did I miss something? Is there a reason they were both together?
We should have timed it up a little bit better. That's on me, Big Game
Did
James.
You each go at the same time with
this? Yeah, roughly.
Yeah, they just both,
roughly.
They can't wait to do that to
Not
me.
Five.
50 to 10. I thought, and Tim did an awesome job explaining that.
I got tickets to give away, so you don't have to pivot it to something awkward if you don't want to.
Yeah, just talking about them being down 50 to 10. He was talking about, yes, Lo, I have to acknowledge greatness. He was talking about the Warriors being down 50 to 10 one time against Michael Jordan and the Bulls. And he alluded to, hey, when it's like that, you got to talk about these teams and you got to give them the just due. So that's what I was trying
There's
to
a good question off that. Hold it. Hold it for a second. Let me just give away the tickets first. Right now, we've got two pairs of tickets to give away to see Joe Rogan at Shoreline Amphitheater on Saturday. That's right, Saturday, August 10th. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. That's LiveNation.com. Joe Rogan, Shoreline Amphitheater on Saturday, August 10th. Could someone put the contest line number up for me, please? It's something I should probably have memorized at this point. I do not.
Actually, Joe, we'll use the regular line for today. The contest line is not working.
Okay. Thank you, nice guy.
Dearly beloved contest line.
Yeah. Might have to give a funeral for the old contest line there. All right. So let's just go with yesterday was your son's birthday. Yesterday was what? May what?
16th. He turned 16 on the 16th.
Caller 16 and 17. In honor of young Keon Dibley, happy birthday. Callers, I would do caller 16 and 16. I don't think that works.
That would be on brand, though.
Bizarro world. Callers 16 and 17, 888-957-9570. 888-957-9570. Callers 16 and 17 will win the tickets to see Joe Rogan Saturday, August 10th at Shoreline Amphitheater. Roy made a very interesting comment. He doesn't do Homer radio because people of the Bay Area don't want Homer radio. I completely agree with part one, that he does not do Homer radio. I think Tim does an unbelievable job. Do people of the Bay Area, and then let's expand it out, do sports fans in general want Homer radio?
Yes, they do. In
you
the
think
Bay
so?
Area? Hell yeah. I mean,
okay, take your time.
Okay.
But yes, I want to hear everyone's thoughts because this is not meant to troll or anything. I'm very curious as to what percentage wants Homer radio, what percentage kind of gets off on the trolling radio, and what percentage wants, you know, just honest discussion.
Joe,
everyone says honest discussion. That's not true, though.
Exactly. You just said a mouthful when you said everyone wants to say, oh, I want honest radio. But in reality, they don't. Especially when you got guys from the 415 saying what they're telling me to do to a part of someone's body. That's a text.
Oh, I see it. From the 510 and the Chilton Auto Body text line, Lo needs to get teabagged by LeBron James.
Yeah. Yeah, 415.
If he gets ready, that automatically is a nomination.
Yeah, it's nothing personal.
No, nothing at all.
Writing certain things. I mean, why would you say something like that? How disgusting are you?
Would you be offended if LeBron James teabagged you?
Yes.
All right, I had to ask. I don't take pleasure in that.
So you're talking about these people. Are they being honest? No, Joe, they're not. They want Homer radio because every time I make a statement and something happens, oh, I'm being a hater. No. Bringing LeBron up, I was talking about just how does he stay balanced. And then he brought up Chicago, up 50 to 10.
Well, let me ask you this. Say we have exactly 1 billion listeners. We know we have billions, but we're going to make it easy for the math.
Round it down.
1 billion listeners. How many listeners do you think truly want, whether they say it or not, Homer radio? Radio that's always, hey, the refs cheated us. We're okay. Hey, we're the best. Hey, don't listen to the outside world. Like, straight on. It's always positivity. And people love positivity, don't get me wrong. But there's a difference between looking for the silver lining and then just laying it on so thick. It's like, all right, you know, team's not doing so well. You could be a little critical. This is Homer Radio. What percentage of the billion people, 1 billion flat, truly want, whether they admit it or not, Homer Radio?
I'd say it's about 10%.
Oh, wow. Yeah, small number.
Very small
number.
So
100 million, which is not small.
It's not small at all. It's about a third of the population of the USA. But in general, nice. I think the minority of people want Homer Radio. The minority of the people want Super Troll Radio. And everyone else is largely in the middle.
It's like politics.
They want it mostly fair and balanced.
It's like politics.
Like right now, that right there, to say less than 10%, you're being it. You're being that
it's
guy.
It's my opinion, Lo. It's not.
Your opinion.
You sit over there and you troll all day because it's what you like to do. Because, and that's why you look at the text line. You're the guy who wants the flashy object. You need the shiny little bauble. You can't just do consistently down the middle stuff.
I drive a Visa. I don't have anything shiny. I don't
the
wear
text
jewelry.
Line is a
don't
shiny object.
Anything.
That's all you want to see is
all
you want to see people
right,
coming down
not,
your road.
Let's not eat ourselves from within. It's just a conversation. Again, I feel us getting off topic a bit. If anyone would like to, well, the damn
he assaulted
damn phone lines.
My opinion, which yeah. is why I'm simply countering that with my fact. It's my opinion. I don't believe, and you look at the criticism of the television play-by-play guy, and the majority of the criticism is that he's too much of a homer. You don't often hear it, people say, oh, he trolls too much. No, it's too much of a homer presentation. This program, this station, well, this program in particular, is much more down the middle. It's not Homer Radio, and that's why we rate so well.
We've said from the beginning, fair and balanced. That's what we are.
Yes.
Is this called Anna Radio or something? Because seriously, this is right down the middle here. I mean, that's usually what I say. I think it's more right down the middle. The majority of people want that. And I think most people want constructive criticism. You want to criticize the team, but you want to say, okay, let's look for that silver line that you're talking about. But let's also figure out what the strengths are. And how can we fix it down the line? It's not just the trolling, and it's not just if nothing's wrong with this team when clearly there's an issue ahead of them.
Much better said than Low and Dibs. Congratulations.
And she top roped herself there.
Take of the day nominee. If there's a sound for take
no,
of the day.
We'll just throw this on there just so she feels
as
good.
Two monkeys were busy throwing poop at each other.
He started it.
A brain actually showed up and said something.
And she top roped herself, which was cool. She preemptively, like Rabbit in 8 Mile, she said, oh, this is Anna Radio?
Yeah.
So what could we say? She defanged us with our own material.
Yeah, it's nice.
Very well done.
That's I cool. liked it.
By the way, I was just looking at that box score of that fateful game when they were down 50-10.
Wow.
They were down 35-8 after the first quarter. Think about that. 35-8, coach.
Wow.
And they end up losing.
50-10, though.
The Bulls went to 40-5 on the day. A little backup guard by the name of Steve Kerr poured in 11 on 4-5 shooting, 3-4 from the floor as the Warriors, they only lost it by 23. I got to tell you, they look good in the second half.
What a piece of trash performance.
Oh, my God.
50-10.
You should call that game.
Call it.
If you're down 50-10, you should call that game, refund the money, and be on your way.
Yes.
Not for the Bulls fans, obviously. They got what they paid for. But if you're a Warrior, geez, that should be full-on refunds right there.
Latrell with 18. Joe Smith added 16. Mully chipped in with 13 as the Warriors dipped to 17-27.
That is unbelievable. And yet here we are arguing that it's the fact that you'd be so arrogant or so rude and disrespectful to pick them to go 7 in a series in the Western Conference Finals.
Right.
You should bend the knee low. It's
right.
obviously going to be a sweep. And if it's
arrogant.
Not a sweep, these guys are wasting
right.
our time.
It's going to be a gentleman sweep. Just so how arrogant you guys are. It is.
Okay, so here's an example. 650. Joe Fortenbaugh is the king of troll. Now, I don't find that to be true. I come on and say a lot of things that are unpopular. But that's what I'm talking about. You just laid out constructive criticism and the idea of looking for silver linings, being balanced, having a reasonable discussion,
right.
pointing out problems, pointing out highlights, working it down the middle. I don't come on and troll, I wouldn't say. I pretty much back every single opinion that I have. There are opinions that are wrong. Let me be very clear about that. But they're not dishonest opinions. Mm-hmm. And those are the people that can't handle it. So when you say 10% is looking for Homer Radio, I would love to believe you. And I would love to believe it's like politics. You have the extreme right, the extreme left. They make all the noise, but the election's won in the middle. People who just kind of lean a certain
right.
way. I'd like to believe it's a big chunk in the middle who like sports radio the way Anna describes, and then the far, and I'm not going to link any two together, but far side of one equation loves the trolling because so many people do it, it obviously gets results. And the other side of the equation wants the Homer radio. They don't want to hear the negativity. That guy right there is someone who doesn't like handling the negativity. We've come on before and we've talked about this team and other teams in the Bay Area and we've highlighted problems. When we talk positively about Garoppolo and the Niners going into the season, everyone called us homers. We got a ton of that. Then when we started talking about the Warriors slumping a little bit, there were problems, who knows? Now we were haters. Now we were trolling, right? I think you want to give people honest discussion, but there are a lot of people who cannot handle it. When you give them the honest truth, they all say the same thing. It's like the discussion we had last week. Everybody describes themselves as laid back. Everybody right. thinks they're laid back. Not everybody on Earth is laid back. You know how many wars we've had? As a planet, we are not a laid-back species. There are people who are laid-back, but everybody, when asked, how would you describe yourself? Well, I'm a pretty laid-back person, and then they launch into the details. Everyone always starts with laid-back. Not everyone's laid-back, right? Lo, you are laid-back. Anna, you are laid-back. Dibs, you and I are not laid-back. 50-50 down the middle.
Yeah, I mean,
would you say that's fair?
I'd say that's very fair. I would say Lo probably more laid back than Anna. I don't know if I would put Anna, and that's no disrespect. It's not
really?
Laid. Anna, I think, is a little bit. I think she's more secret high strung, SHS, really? Quietly.
Interesting.
Yeah, I mean, she's got two kids. She's got a husband. She's got multiple careers, podcast, always on the go. Blocking me in with her vehicle.
But you don't look stressed out.
She
doesn't look stressed out by it, though.
No, but I wouldn't say she's high-strung. And you don't have to be either laid-back or high-strung.
No, you
There's
have
room
to be.
The middle.
That's what we're establishing here. There is no middle. You have to be high-strung or laid-back.
She's not in team laid-back. And low,
what?
I mean, low. I'm sorry you're not. I'm not just going to give it to you.
Okay.
Obviously, you and I, no, not even close.
I've never considered myself laid-back since birth.
I can't even see laid-back from where I live. I mean, high-strung is what I aspire to be.
I like my chairs to lean forward.
Without a doubt. But Lo is, I mean, Lo is literally leaning back most of the time with his feet up.
Lo's gone so far past laid back to just slob. He's all the way even past that end of the spectrum.
I love that. That was good.
No,
that
I'm just kidding.
No,
I'm just kidding.
Fine.
We all love each other. ELE, it's rule number one, remember? Even though we don't seem to bring that up enough around these parts.
Man, PLP, people loving people.
Whatever.
The show's a Mexican standoff.
PHP, people helping people.
Out for blood at all times on this program.
Warrior playoff coverage on 95.7 The Game is presented by Great Clips, proud partner of the Golden State Warriors. Now, do you have a question?
Oh, no.
No, if you do, it's fine. I'm just saying we're up against it, but I'd love to come back with your question.
Oh, no, I had nothing. It was me and Dibs. He was...
Just want to make sure you don't trample the sponsor again. That's all.
See, I wasn't coming at you for
thank
that.
You, Joe.
I was.
Clear.
I'm not laid back. I'm high strung. We've been through this time and time again. We've had make goods.
If you want to watch this carnage, we're about to go live on the website, 957thegame.com. Check it out. Let us know what you think. There may be a bending of the knee. We're going to offer some options for people to bend the knee. You might be able to see it live in person. Go to 957thegame.com. We're going to get organized. We'll see you back here to talk more Warriors in just a sec on 957 The Game.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.